job market still stuck in low gear.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Mitchell Hartman, in for Steve Chiatakis. We have the latest numbers on unemployment. More people filed initial claims for jobless benefits this week. The number's up 6,000, according to the Labor Department, probably too high to get the nation's unemployment rate down from its current 9%. That key report comes out tomorrow. Meanwhile, nearly half of job seekers have been looking for more than 6 months, and so far, Congress hasn't voted to extend unemployment benefits beyond the new year. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein went to an unemployment office in Concord.
You can see why extending benefits is such a tough question by talking with Joe.
Joe Giaquinta, Giaquinta.
Joe's been out of work for a while now.
I started collecting at the end of August of 2010.
With unemployment stuck at 9%, it's almost gospel. The longer you're out of work, the harder it'll be to shove your way back in, which is why the guy who used to fix people's furnaces has expanded his search into the kitchen.
But you know what? They're looking at my resume, what I did for the past 23 years. They say, this guy doesn't know how to cook.
At this point, Joe is just about out of benefits. University of Chicago economist Robert Shimer says giving people up to 99 weeks of benefits buys millions of Americans a mirage, the dream that they can recapture their old lives.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of workers who are not going to get jobs that look like what they were getting before. They're workers who are going to take substantial and long-term wage cuts.
Shimer says workers like Joe need to adapt and get a new set of expectations. Not easy for a 55-year-old guy who used to make around $50,000 a year.
You know, the kids are out of the house, but I still have a mortgage and I have utilities and taxes and insurances. That's why I don't want to get stuck right now in that $9 an hour job.
Some economists say not only do those benefits keep Joe and his wife in their home, that money helps drive the country's recovery. Critics argue the cash Joe gets every week would be better off in the hands of employers. Instead of paying into the unemployment system, companies would have more money to grow and hire more workers. Of course, ending those extensions means millions of people like Joe Giaquinta have to scramble.
It's forget the career, it's survival right now. I'm going to have to resort to the McDonald's or the Lowe's or the Home Depot.
If Joe doesn't get one of those jobs, he may just drop out of the labor market entirely. And Professor Shimer says there's a cost to that, too. In Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And now let's do the numbers. Asian markets surged today from 2 to 5% after central banks yesterday announced a coordinated effort to ease Europe's debt crisis. Wall Street's coming off its best day in 2.5 years. The Dow rose 490 points, that's 4.25%, to end at 12,045. NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both rallied more than 4%. Europe's markets have been mixed today, thanks in large part to the raging debt crisis there. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is here to discuss the ongoing efforts to get the euro back on an even keel. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
So what does this bailout say to you? That governments are on top of the crisis, or are they playing catch up?
Yeah, they're playing catch up, and they have been since 2008, right? So Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, said that the ECB has tried almost everything possible, and he admitted that it's had almost no impact. And, you know, it felt a lot like this in the U.S. in 2008.
Right. And people continue to make parallels between this debt crisis and the mortgage meltdown of 2008.
And that's a pretty good parallel. The last time that European banks found it this hard to get money was way back in January 2008. Now, that was really almost at the beginning of the subprime crisis in the economy. And if you think about what happened back then, a lot of what the Fed did and what the Treasury did was bend rules. They had to create new rules on the fly. And the European Central Bank is doing that exact same thing now to come up with new bailouts. So I talked to Lorcan Roche-Kelly. He's the chief European strategist at Macrolytics.
There's all these strange things that are happening there that 2 years ago I would have said, no, that can't happen. No, that's legal. No, that's against the treaty. But the ECB still does it. And the reason they do it is because they will do everything they can when they come to the edge of the cliff to save the currency.
Now, that sounds like the Fed and the Treasury back in 2008. Remember TARP?
I do remember TARP. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at NovoNordisk-US.com.
Legislators in Illinois have rejected a bill to give millions of dollars in tax breaks to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which could lead the Merc to pull up stakes. From WBEZ in Chicago, Susie Ahn reports.
The CME Group has been at the center of Chicago's financial sector for more than 160 years. Gaston Cerrone is an equity analyst with Morningstar.
Chicago has taken on a much more visible role because of the tremendous growth that we've seen in derivatives trading, for which Chicago has been a hub.
Now, CME is threatening to leave Chicago because of a recent hike in the Illinois corporate tax rate. But a move wouldn't be cheap. Stacy Kruger-Berndorf is with commercial real estate firm Transwestern. CME employs as many as 2,000, but many other jobs in Chicago rely on it.
There are these other companies that are affiliated with them, and what about them?
And then there's what to do about the big Chicago Board of Trade building that it owns.
I'm seeing it right outside my window right now, and I can see the goddess of Ceres there, and she's not going to be moved.
The CME Group wouldn't comment on what it'll do next. In Chicago, I'm Susie Ahn for Marketplace.
And if they moved out of Chicago, could they still be called the Chicago Merc? Speaking of naming, Kelowna, Iowa is getting into that business. To raise money for city improvements, it's auctioning off naming rights to a local creek. Right now, it's called the West Drainage Ditch. Could be, I don't know, Office Depot West Drainage Ditch? Maybe the Marketplace Morning Report West Drainage Ditch. Anyway, bids will be taken on eBay. In Los Angeles, I'm Mitchell Hartman. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's one country we keep hearing about with the whole European debt crisis thing. Not Greece, not Italy, it's...
Well, they think that the euro is in jeopardy, but on the other hand, they don't think that it is a catastrophe if the euro were to fail at the end of the day.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What do the Germans really think? That's next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.